All right, good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holden. I bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item. It's an action item to consider FCOs for case number CU2023-0024-APL. So with that, I will hand it over to DSD staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This case was heard in July and then continued until August. At that August hearing, the board had decided there was 5 items that the applicant would need to do in order to gain approval. Those are listed on page 9. I also worked with legal staff to get the FCO prepared, and he added his comments in there, and I think everything was captured with the things that the applicant was missing in their application also.
Okay.
Questions you have, I can answer them.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I want to compliment our development services staff because in the process of working with this applicant, they did try to provide the guidelines that are outlined here to assist, like they do with all of our applicants, to just make sure that they're meeting ordinance and code. And so the burden always falls on the applicant to meet the standard. And in this case, they failed to meet the standard. I am in support of these findings and appreciate staff's work.
I'm as well, Mr. Chairman.
I found this personally frustrating because I hate impeding private enterprise and where there's multiple employees, but everybody needs to be on the same level playing field, and I didn't feel that this applicant was willing, for whatever reason, to rise to play, work, produce in the county at the same level, at the same intensity that everyone else is required to. So it was frustrating for me, yeah, as a private business owner, to be in the position of denial, but I don't see any other way that I could ethically choose different.
Chairman, can I augment that discussion? And what we're trying to do is get people in a position, especially viable businesses that want to engage in private enterprise, that they don't come to the board with an apology. They come with the right findings. Otherwise, what we're really doing is penalizing the people that adhere to the guidelines that have been set out. So you're absolutely right in what you've stated, and the resistance that was demonstrated in the public hearing was frustrating, but we don't own that. So I move that the board signs the findings of facts and conclusions of law and order in case number CU2023-0024-APL.
I second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So the FCOs are approved and it is denied. All right, thank you. I don't have anything else for this agenda item. I'd move that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Wow, nice.